travel this land to the Rocky Mountains.
It's time to travel this land with Canada's singing storyteller, Wiz Bryan. On today's program, Wiz takes us to Canada's vast Northwest Territories to experience the spirit of the North.
Take my hand and travel this land.
Canada's Northwest Territories constitute the largest political subdivision within Canada and the northernmost landmass extending to within 800 kilometers of the North Pole. Its enormous distances, northern location, and sparse population have given it very special characteristics, which can most simply be described as the spirit of the North.
When the flame is fanned with the legends of our land, the spirit of the North is calling me. When the whispers on the wind are the echoes of a hymn, the spirit of the North is calling me. When the snow goose flies in cold black tundra skies, the spirit of the North is calling me. When the northern lights glow bright in the silence of the night, the spirit of the North is calling me. Calling me. Calling me.
60 degrees north is the southern boundary of the Northwest Territories. All islands in James and Hudson's Bays and in Hudson's Strait, as well as those farther north, are included within the territories. 18 of the islands are larger than Canada's smallest province, and the largest, Baffin Island, is more than twice the size of Great Britain. The islands of the Eastern Arctic are mountainous, with Mount Barbo on Ellesmere Island being the highest peak in eastern North America. Permanent ice caps cover much of the eastern islands, and magnificent fjords occur in the coastal sections. The world's first Arctic National Park was established on eastern Baffin Island in 1972. The vegetation is tundra, from low bush to grass, but the permafrost results in poor soil development. Ice covers the surrounding seas much of the year, and long, cold winters are characteristic of all the Northwest Territories. Whales, seal, fish, and caribou have traditionally supported the Inuit people, along with trapping. Commercial whaling by whites almost exterminated the whales by 1910, although some limited hunting still continues. Polar bear skins and fox pelts provide some income still for natives. But in recent years, the search for Arctic natural gas and oil has brought a great increase in industrial activity in the Arctic, and increased concern by both natives and conservationists for the fragile Arctic environment. The greatest single natural resource of the region for the native people has been the migratory Barrenland caribou. There are 64 communities in the Northwest Territories. The most populous and the capital of the territory is Yellowknife, with a population of around 12,000. It began as a gold mining center and became territorial capital in 1967. Native people represent 58% of the population, with whites accounting for 42%. About 23,000 Inuit live in the Arctic regions, where they constitute the majority of the population. Tourism provides increasing economic benefits for the Northwest Territories, with visitors arriving via the Mackenzie and Dempster highways. A vigorous arts and craft program among natives has been developed in the last two decades. More than one-sixth of the native population is engaged seasonally in this activity. Inuit prints and sculpture have established an international reputation. Most of the crafts are handled through a network of local cooperatives with a membership of over 5,000 persons. They operate a variety of services, including hotels, restaurants, and retail stores, and they are the largest employers of Native people in the North.
Where the caribou and Cree race the river, lake, and sea, the spirit of the North is calling me. Where my hand and heart and brain are the mountain, hill, and plain, spirit of the North is calling me. Where the wild flowers grow with the melting of the snow, spirit of the North is calling me. Where the stories that they tell are the ones I love so well, the spirit of the North is calling me. Calling me. Calling me.
Transportation is of major importance in the territories. Commercial water transportation operates on the Mackenzie River during the summer, and a modern diesel tug and barge fleet is based at Hay River. Highways are mainly all-weather gravel roads and include several important river ferry links. Aircraft often are the only practical method of transportation, particularly in the Arctic. There are 184 airfields in the territories. Regularly scheduled airline service is provided from southern Canadian cities into the larger communities as far north as Resolute. Almost all communities, including the Northwest Arctic settlements, have local air service available. Charter aircraft, bush planes, operate from the larger centers to any point in the territories, including the North Pole. In 1985, 18% of the total energy consumed in the Northwest Territories was aviation fuel. Before the arrival of the whites, Aboriginal cultures were based upon the nomadic hunting and fishing economies. The fur trade posts provided the only base of white settlement in the Northwest Territories until relatively recently. Because of its easier accessibility and more varied resources, more newcomers trickled into the Mackenzie Valley than the Arctic. In the 1930s, mineral exploration, aided by the bush pilots and their improved aircraft, resulted in a significant influx of newcomers. Even into the Arctic mainland, the spirit of the North was calling.
Where the mighty pickerel makes its home in clear blue lakes, the spirit of the North is calling me. Where the fishing hamlets shine and they make the homemade wine, the spirit of the North is calling me. Where the voices that I hear are filled with laughter, love, and tears, the spirit of the North is calling me. When I have ceased to roam and I'm longing to go home, the spirit of the North is calling me. Calling me.
In recent decades, major changes and development in the Northwest Territories has resulted from international and national political events. Widespread social change, large-scale resource demands, and the availability of improved technology. World War II brought the Northeast Staging Route airports, and the Cold War caused the Dew Line radar stations to be built across the Arctic. In 1953, the federal government assumed increasing responsibility for Canada's Northern Territories with the creation of the Department of Northern Affairs. Major improvements were made in health services, housing, education, and communications. Recently, the government of the Northwest Territories has taken much greater control of their own affairs. Most northern residents now live in permanent settlements for most of the year. The insatiable demand by the South for minerals and fuels, along with improvements in mining and transportation technology, has made northern resources economically attractive. Now, more than ever, there is a responsibility to protect the environment for Native people and their traditional way of life, and to protect wilderness habitats for future generations. For in their protection lies the continued existence of the spirit of the North.
When the flame is fanned with the legends of our land, the spirit of the North is calling me. When the whispers on the wind are the echoes of a hymn, the spirit of the North is calling me. When the snow goose flies in coal black tundra skies, the spirit of the North is calling me. When the northern lights glow bright in the silence of the night, the spirit of the North is calling me. Calling me. Calling me. Where the caribou and Cree race the river, lake, and sea, the spirit of the North is calling me. Where my hand and heart and brain are the mountain, hill, and plain, spirit of the North is calling me. Where the wild flowers grow with the melting of the snow, spirit of the North is calling me. Where the stories that they tell are the ones I love so well, the spirit of the North is calling me. Calling me. Calling me.
You've been traveling this land with Canada's singing storyteller, Whiz Bryant. Please feel free to write to us with your comments. We would be delighted to hear from you. Thank you for listening. And join us again next time for another fascinating Canadian tale in story and song as we continue to travel this land.
To the Fraser Delta, travel this land to the Arctic Sea. Travel this land where the wild loons call and travel...
When the flame is fanned with the legends of our land, the spirit of the North is calling me. When the whispers on the wind are the echoes of a hymn, the spirit of the North is calling me. When the snow goose flies in coal black tundra skies, spirit of the North is calling me. When the northern lights glow bright In the silence of the night, the spirit of the north is calling me. Calling me. Calling me. Where the caribou and Cree race the river, lake, and sea, the spirit of the north is calling me. Where my hand and heart and brain are the mountain, hill, and plain, the spirit of the north is calling me. Where the wild flowers grow with the melting of the snow, the spirit of the north is calling me. Where the stories that they tell are the ones I love so well, the spirit of the north is calling me. Calling me. Calling me. Shine and they make the homemade wine. The spirit of the north is calling me. Where the voices that I hear are filled with laughter, love, and tears. The spirit of the north is calling me. When I have ceased to roam and I'm longing to go home, the spirit of the north is calling me.